You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he brings the korban, actually, what kind of feeling it gives him? What kind of feeling? When you bring a korban, was that Hashem's son? When you bring a korban, you become happy.
Yeah.
So you become happy. Why? Because let's say, Chas v'Shalom, you came to Beit Knesset late. La'alonu aleichem, not for anyone. And we have the kaddishim that is a chiyub. You have to listen. You reply. You answer amen. Or God forbid, you know, you said Shema late, not on time. So now, actually, the korban, it gets your worriness out. You know, because when one committed wrongdoing, his inner system is not aligned anymore. It gets worried. You know, it becomes disturb, so on. So there's an interesting Gemara. As you know, machala means, God forbid, not for anyone's sickness. You add it up, how many you get? Machala? 83, maybe?
83.
Yes? 83? Good, 83. So Gemara says a very interesting thing. It says there are 83 different cholaim, machalot, sickness. And the cause of all these 83 Mahalot is Mara Shechora. What is Mara Shechora? Is depression. The people that are depressed, God forbid, that they cause themselves 83 different Mahalot. Isn't that something? You know how many pharmacies you close down? 83 Mahalot. Why? Because people worry, they're down, they don't smile, they're not happy. You know what that is? Shmonim shalosh machalot. Why? Because people, they're not happy. It's an interesting story about Harambam Zatzal. As you know, a Yehudi, he's a top physician in a palace. So they slandered behind him and so on. So the king came up with the idea with the competition. So the test was that each one will make the other one drink poison. And let's see who stays alive. And then it will be the special physician of the king. So the first one was the other doctor. So he gives the liquid, the poison, to Rambam Zatzal. And then he drinks it, and then he knew, with his chokhmah what to do, and then, he cleans his system and nothing happens. So then Rambam gives a drink to the other doctor, and then he goes home. He thinks, nothing happened. So maybe, what he gave me tomorrow is only going to affect, or maybe if I eat banana, it's going to affect it. So he gets worry. And a few days later, he died. So now the doctor, the king comes to Rambam and says, how did you do this? How what did you give him? He said, I gave him a glass of water. So he drank the glass of water. So how did he die?
I'm worried.
Well, it was a glass of water. But that's how it is. If people worry, what's going to happen, what's going to be, how are we going to handle this? Then, Chas v'Shalom. It's not that, what is out there may Chas v'Shalom cause a harm. They don't realize you being worried is even worse than drinking poison. You know what it is? To being worried is worse than drinking poison. And that's how true it is, that the Yehudi should understand. He has to have such a bitachon, tibono sholam, tamid sameach, and la'avod Hashem darach, b'zad Hashem, with the high spirit, don't worry about anything, b'zad Hashem, everything will be fine, b'zad Hashem, Yisgev Yeshuot, and b'sorot tovot, kol am Yisrael, amin.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.